Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Northland, the Stormont executive met for several hours last night before eventually issuing a brief and vague 25-word statement appealing for calm as the 12th of July approaches. But as politicians in the North continue to debate the contentious issues of flags, parades and the past, are other important issues in the North, such as an apparent rise in racist incidents, going unchecked? Our reporter Barry Lenehan is in Belfast. All of the political attention, Barry, in Northern Ireland this week is turned to the 12th. What are the other issues that are not getting perhaps the sort of political attention that might be expected?
Well, Mary, I suppose, as you alluded to there, all the political hot air at the moment is being blown around those 12th of July parades. But two recent incidents here in Northern Ireland, which we've covered on the programme, highlight two areas which may seem to be left behind by politicians. First, I suppose, you have the area around racism and that incident highlighted by the fallout to Peter Robinson's initial support for Pastor James McConnell, who made an anti-Islam tirade in mid-May, although the First Minister eventually apologised for that. And then yesterday, as we were speaking on yesterday's programme, Mary, a Christian bakery, Asher's Baking Company here in Belfast, who refused to make a cake with a slogan supporting gay marriage, and said they should be allowed to run their business according to their religious beliefs. And I suppose that incident, polarising opinion, is highlighted by a piece in the local paper here, the Belfast Telegraph, today. So I suppose, Mary, really debates around racism, same-sex marriage, LGBT rights, they seem to have been the casualties, from what I'm seeing up here today, of the narrow political focus on flags, parades and the past.
Let's stay with that issue of racism. How big a problem is it now in Northern Ireland?
Well, Mary, a recent study by the power-sharing executive here, it found that there are up to three race-related incidents now being reported to the PSNI every single day. But only 12 of a reported 14,000 hate crimes in the North in the last 5 years have actually resulted in a successful prosecution. And those working in anti-racism groups here in Belfast and Northern Ireland, they say they're expecting an increase in race-related crimes and incidents from April 2014 to April next year, when those statistics are collated. Now, Mary, Patrick Corrigan, he's the programme director of Amnesty International Northern Ireland, and he says the failure to deal with the problem of sectarianism is one of the primary reasons behind the prevalence of racist incidents in the North.
You know, we have never fully addressed and are nowhere near addressing the problem of sectarianism in this society. Racism is its twin brother, and until we somehow root out the fear and the hatred that exists among some people, where they seek to attack and to scapegoat the other, then I think we're going to have a problem of racism. But it's, if you like, the manifestations of graffiti and physical attacks are nothing new. It's just now they're being directed at, if you like, relatively new arrivals in this society. Of course, it's only ever a minority who perpetrate attacks. However, what we have found is that there has not been the sort of fulsome political leadership that I think the community as a whole has a right to expect on leading us out of this morass of racism. The fact that the Northern Ireland Executive took 7 years to publish even a draft racial equality strategy shows the lack of priority that our political leaders give to this issue, while they also fail to address other outstanding issues around flags, parades and the past.
Barry, can we pick up there on his comment about this draft strategy? What does it say? How did it come about?
Well, it's the draft racial equality strategy. It was only published last month in the middle of June, and it's out to public consultation at the moment. And it came after around 7 years of waiting and an initial promise. It came about after large anti-racism protests here in Belfast last month. And those protests, Mary, came after Anna Lowe. She's an Alliance Party MLA for South Belfast. She documented the racial abuse she received by a loyalist gang during the European between elections, while she also had explained how the Robinson incident, which I mentioned a few moments ago, played a part in her decision to decide to quit Northern Irish politics at the end of her term in 2016. Now, speaking to me today, she says she's not going to change that position to quit politics, but she said that in the last week she's seen some of her posters from the recent European election campaign used in loyalist bonfires.
We knew at the time of the European election that some of my posters were stolen. So I wasn't overly surprised when I heard, but not to say that I'm not annoyed. It's very sad. And I think it is totally unacceptable. I think if it's in other parts of the UK, if a politician has poster was put on top of a bonfire to be burned, there would be a lot of attention, a lot of outcry from political parties and political leaders and you know, to condemn it, but it's been very quiet.
Now, Anna Lowe also says that given the events of recent weeks, her two sons, who both live in England, they've asked her about the possibility of leaving Northern Ireland.
We did have some serious discussions when they heard about the threats I received during the flags and the racial abuse I got. Obviously, you know, they were concerned, and we did have discussions, and they did say, well, why don't you leave Northern Ireland and come to live in England near them? But my friends are here, my roots are here, and I love my job.
MLA Anna Lowe, what about the other issues, the LGBT issues, Barry, and the debate now around same-sex marriage?
Well, three times in the last 18 months, Mary, bills in supporting same-sex marriage have come up in Stormont, and three times they've been voted down. Opinion polls suggest that same-sex marriage is largely favoured by people in Northern Ireland, possibly by around 50 to 60%. But while there's a referendum in the Republic expected on same-sex marriage, as we heard from the Taoiseach in the Dáil last week, Northern Ireland, meanwhile, is the only part of the United Kingdom in which same-sex marriage is still illegal, and there's no indication of that changing anytime soon, especially with the DUP, the largest party in Stormont, having a petition of conscience to veto any same-sex marriage bill going through, even if most members of Stormont supported it. Now, Adam Murray, he's a volunteer with the charity Cara Friend, which is a charity supporting the LGBT community in Northern Ireland. They run support and counselling services for young LGBT people. He says great strides have been made for that community in the north over the past year. But he says the debate in Stormont around same-sex marriage, Mary, which the DUP opposes on religious grounds, is not helpful.
I think some of them promote a very unhelpful message, whenever they stand up in Stormont and say that this is not an equality issue, that this is, you know, they sometimes take this attitude of why are we even talking about this when there's other things to talk about. If a fraction of the amount of time spent on flags was dedicated to addressing equality issues, not just for the LGBT community, but across the board, I think we'd all be a lot better for it, wouldn't we? I think a lot of equality issues get buried under flags, parades, and the past. I mean, one of the major problems we have is that the biggest party in Northern Ireland, when it approaches LGBT issues, its fundamental attitude is that this is not an equality issue.
Now, Mary, Amnesty International, who we heard from their programme director, Patrick Corrigan, earlier on, they've warned that, well, Stormont can't keep rejecting these same-sex marriage bills if the majority of people in Northern Ireland are in favour of same-sex marriage. And they've warned of potential court action on this, perhaps within the next year. So this is something that is not going to go away in spite of a narrow political narrative on flags, parades in the past.
Finally, Barry, to come back to where we started out, the 12th, that brief statement last night appealing for calm from Stormont. What's the latest?
Well, interestingly enough, Mary, there was very little in the media here in Belfast around it. All the newspapers here led with the Garth Brooks story. I think the only newspaper that didn't led with a story about Miley Cyrus, while the main lunchtime radio news bulletins also led on the plight of those 400,000 Garth Brooks tickets holders. Now, the Orange Order, they're meeting tonight to discuss a decision from the ruling from the Parades Commission, which has barred an Orange Order parade returning by the Crumlin Road Road in North Belfast. Unionist parties have promised a graduated response to this decision from the Parades Commission, and the Orange Order is holding, I believe, a press conference tomorrow morning in which we should have some detail of that graduated response, Mary.
Barry Lenehan in Belfast, thank you very much, and there's no getting away from